Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is conservation biologist Sandra Johnson. Today we're going to talk about birding in North Dakota. North Dakota has a lot to offer with birding. Sandra, where are some places people can go to find birds?
Well, in North Dakota, we've got a lot of great public land that people can go look for birds. Wildlife refuges, wildlife management areas, those are all places you can go and check out. Plus, North Dakota is just great with our rural countryside. There's so many wetlands and grasslands. You can just take a drive in the country, drive down the gravel roads and find birds just about anywhere.
And with COVID-19 and these uncertain times, birding is a great way to social distance.
Yeah, we're definitely seeing that, not just even in North Dakota, but nationwide. There's a lot more people that are either in their own backyard noticing birds more because they're home all day, so you hear these birds and you just have time to kind of sit back and try to figure out what these birds are living in your yard. Plus, it's just nice to get outside and kind of get away from everything for a while, take a drive, and go look at some birds.
Sandra, the Game of Fish has a bird list, and we almost have 400 species of birds.
Right, so we've got a checklist of North Dakota birds, and this is available on our website. There's 376 birds that are possible to see in North Dakota. There's a few more that come through that are really rare, but this is a great way to get started looking at what species you might find in the state, and we've got it broke out by the time of year, so you can kind of see what birds might be here when. So that's a great way to get started, just knowing what birds might be here. The second thing you might need is either a bird book or an app for your phone. You can go online. There's a ton of great resources out there for birds to start learning about, you know, what does a gadwall look like versus a mallard. And those are pretty simple, but some of these birds, you know, it gets a little addicting. Once you start learning birds, then you see a new one and you want to figure out what that one is too.
You can simply drive down the road like we are here with wetlands or woodlands or riparian areas. Those are some habitats, grassland areas, and you'll find different species of birds at each one.
Yeah, North Dakota has, even though we're pretty simple with just wetlands, grassland, woodlands, like you said, I mean, pretty basic habitat types, but they're full of birds once you start looking, especially wetlands this time of year in May and into June. They're just full of migrating waterfowl and breeding waterfowl, and now we're getting more shorebirds coming back and wading birds like black-crowned night heron, and just lots of neat birds live in these habitats.
Just driving out here today, boy, we probably saw 50 different bird species.
Yeah, definitely. Once it kind of, for some people, some birders, it does get a little addicting, and they start keeping lists of every bird they saw, you know, at Long Lake National Wildlife Refuge, or in a county, or for the year. There's something called a big year where some people try to go out and see as many bird species as possible, either within their state or the whole country. So yeah, for some people, it gets a little competitive. It gets a little addicting to try to find as many birds as possible.
What are some of the species that you can find in some of these different habitats?
So in wetlands, you'll find a lot of the different waterfowl species like mallards, pintail. You'll also see some long-legged wading birds, we call them, like great blue herons, black-crowned night herons, American bitterns. You'll see those on the edges of wetlands, and that's a fun bird. Once you see it almost looks like a dinosaur standing there. And then kind of in your grassland wetland mix, where we've got these great prairies with wetlands in them, you'll find birds like marbled godwits, western meadowlarks, different sparrows. And sparrows sound kind of boring, but once you start learning more about all the different grassland birds, you know, you get out there and start looking around. It's just the noise and the movement in the prairie is just really exciting.
Right, and that's something people forget about, is even the sounds of these birds.
Right. Yeah, especially our western meadowlark. I went for a walk on Sunday and it was super windy out, but boy, you could still hear those meadowlarks. I mean, it's one of the few birds, if you're driving down a highway in North Dakota and your music is off, you can hear western meadowlarks.
Right, and last year I did a story on long-billed curlews, and just driving out in western North Dakota in the grasslands, here's this tall bird walking in the middle of a field.
Right. Curlews are really interesting. You know, Theodore Roosevelt, one of North Dakota's most famous birders, really enjoyed watching curlews and called them one of the most conspicuous birds on the plains. So it's really neat that the shorebird is living out in the grasslands in western North Dakota.
So good pair of binoculars, good bird book, and you're ready to go, basically.
Yeah, yeah, and binoculars are super helpful. Cost-wise, ranges greatly. You don't have to go with the most expensive ones to start out with, but if you do invest in a good pair, it's something you'll have forever. And, you know, a lot of us have them for hunting anyway. But that helps a lot to get a good pair of binoculars.
Recently, we celebrated North Dakota Bird Day.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that.
So North Dakota Bird Day is April 26th each year. And it's basically a day that we can celebrate the conservation and enjoyment of all birds.
Okay. And you mentioned just a little bit ago, a lot of information on our Game of Fish website.
Yeah, yeah. We've got a lot of information on our Game and Fish website. You can find the checklist of North Dakota birds. There's other publications out there you can view and download. Some other great resources are like Cornell Lab of Ornithology. They're all about birds website. There's a website called eBird, eBird.org. And that's a place where birders are going online and reporting their observations. So you can go on there, and if you've never seen a Western Meadowlark in the state before, you can look up where are people finding Western Meadowlarks so that you can go to those spots too and look for them.
A lot of species that you see nesting in trees, mm-hmm. such as owls and hawks and eagles and so forth. Tell me a little bit about those.
So great horned owls and eagles, bald eagles, are some of our earliest nesters in North Dakota. So like great horned owls will start nesting in February. They've already got, you know, young in the nest now. Bald eagles are actively nesting. They've got young in the nest, and now we've got all these other raptors coming back, like Swainson's hawks and red-tailed hawks. So they're really, raptors are very visible species, so they're easy to find and watch, especially before the leaves come out on the trees. Those bald eagle nests, you can see them from a long ways away.
Sandra, one good tip for somebody who's never birded.
Get outside and explore North Dakota. It's beautiful this time of year. There's a lot of great places you can go and enjoy birds, look for other wildlife. It's just great to get out and get some fresh air. With all this going on in the world, it's really healing.
A lot of great information, Sandra, thank you.
Good birding.
Like Sandra just mentioned, to learn more about birding or bird species in North Dakota, visit the Game and Fish Department's website at gf.nd.gov. For conservation biologist Sandra Johnson and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.